The disclaimer, this information is for educational and informational purposes only. This is not in any shape or form supposed to be, establishing a therapeutic client relationship whatsoever. That's not what this is at all. If you are in crisis, call 911. This is not for that. And if you need professional assistance with mental health, behavioral health related issues, please seek a professional in your area to do just that, because this is not that. This is for informational, educational, and probably entertainment purposes, if I'm being completely honest, and nothing more. Four anger management tips. And the first one is basically this situation, the context, to give you a little context, is for if you find yourself, let's say, at a clinic and you see someone who's a patient's becoming angry because maybe there's a billing issue, as an example, then the first thing you really need to do is to give the person experiencing the anger space. Don't try to crowd them. If you're in a small space, like back up away from them. You, assuming you don't know their mental health history or their physical health history, they could be experiencing severe anxiety. They could be claustrophobic, and that could be really elevating and escalating their anger potentially. So you want to make sure that you give the person space. You don't start getting close in on them and crowding them, because that's going to make them feel even more uncomfortable and potentially escalate the situation further. So give the person space and back up, okay? The next thing, there's so many tips I could give, but I actually am just giving four today because I'm trying to stay on topic and not go on for an hour, because I don't have time for that. Do not speak to the person in a condescending way. Keyword, not. Do not speak to the person in a condescending way. That is going to potentially elevate the person from anger to becoming enraged and irate. And so something commonly I know that people do with angry people is like, oh, just calm down. Oh, it's not that bad. You need to calm down. Talking down to the person and telling people that isn't probably going to work out in your best interest, isn't going to calm the person down at all. Something you can do, tip number three, is do empathize with the person. Do express empathy that for example, this must be a really difficult situation. That billing issue, God, that's frustrating. I know if I were in that situation, I'd probably be really frustrated and upset too. I get that. Have some empathy, express empathy. Do validate the person's feelings. Keyword do. Do validate the person's feelings. Acknowledge, that you see that they're angry. You see that they're frustrated. You see that maybe that they're experiencing some hurt and some pain. And so validating the person's feelings, because oftentimes people just want to be seen and they want to be heard. And becoming angry oftentimes is a result of, well, many things. But one of the things in the situation, like I'm giving, like the billing issue, maybe because the person doesn't feel that they're being heard. It doesn't feel that they're being seen. And so if you can just validate, I see you and I hear you, and show that person some respect, that can de-escalate the person potentially. Okay, so that's it for today. Hope those tips were helpful. Have a great night. Bye.